From Maine Public Radio and mainepublic.org, I'm Robbie Feinberg with the news on this day in Maine, Wednesday, July 3rd, 2024.
This Day in Maine is made possible by Now You're Cooking, celebrating 24 years of selling cookware, kitchen tools, gadgets, and fine wine on historic Front Street in downtown Bath, open 7 days a week.
Frustrated by what he says is the lack of urgency and coordination in addressing brain injuries and their effects on mental health, Senator Angus King is urging the Department of Defense to take immediate action to screen service members. King says it's a personal issue for him and for his constituents. Susan Sharon has more.
As a member of the Senate Committee on Veterans Affairs, King has been working to address the physical and mental health needs of veterans for more than a decade. But the revelation that Robert Card, the man responsible for the mass shootings in Lewiston last October, had brain damage has put the issue front and center for King, for other members of Maine's congressional delegation, and for Robert Card's family. Card was a part-time Army reservist who was exposed to hundreds of low-level blasts over more than 20 years of service. He killed 18 people after reportedly hearing voices and acting erratically over several months. King says baseline screenings of service members for brain injuries, starting with higher risk populations, should begin immediately. He also wants the DOD to track the data and address the links between blast exposure, brain injuries, and mental health. He points out that similar baselines have been conducted for high school athletes for years. For Maine Public Radio News, I'm Susan Sharon.
About 2,500 gallons of diesel fuel spilled near the Penobscot River during a train derailment. Nick Song has more.
Rail operator CSX Transportation said in a statement that the derailment occurred at around 5 p.m. on Tuesday at a CSX rail yard in Mattawamkeag. The Lincoln Fire Department responded to the scene, reporting that a train engine had collided with a parked boxcar on the rails. The crash upended one of the cars and derailed another. CSX says the derailed car ruptured the locomotive's fuel tank, causing the fuel to spill. While the crash occurred near the Penobscot River, the Maine Department of Environmental Protection says no fuel ended up in the waterway. No one was injured in the crash. CSX and Maine DEP both said they are working together to clean up the fuel and will continue monitoring the site through the holiday weekend. For Maine Public Radio News, I'm Nick Song.
The Maine Department of Environmental Protection is investigating allegations that the town of Phillips dredged the south branch of the Sandy River, affecting other branches where endangered Atlantic salmon migrate. Caitlin Bedayan reports.
A DEP spokesperson says the investigation is ongoing and that department staff have visited the site and contacted state and local officials to evaluate possible impacts. Daniel McCaw, who has studied salmon habitat in the Sandy River, told the Portland Press Herald that the town dredged several feet down in a central channel in December to alleviate flooding after the December rainstorm. But he says that caused several other branches of the river to dry up, preventing Atlantic salmon migration and destroying developing salmon eggs. McCaw says the town should have contacted the state DEP and U.S. Fish and Wildlife Services before altering the flow of the river. For Maine Public Radio News, I'm Caitlin Bedayan.
State police are investigating the death of a one-month-old boy in Biddeford last month. Authorities say that local police responded on June 15th to a report of an unresponsive infant who was then transferred to hospitals in Biddeford in Portland. The child died 5 days later. An autopsy was conducted later that week, but police are withholding the cause and the manner of death. And the National Park Service says Acadia National Park is expecting to be very busy this holiday weekend. Park spokesperson Amanda Pollock says some visitors expect Acadia to be cooler because it's on the ocean, but she says not being prepared when hiking during a summer day can lead to an emergency.
But it's so important to not underestimate the heat here. Our trails, a lot of them, they go straight up and you can be exerting a lot of energy going up them. So especially on weekends and days that we're expecting the weather to be sunny and warm and humid, making sure that they are prepared with water, drinks with electrolytes, salty snacks.
Pollock says to call 911 if you're having an emergency, and rangers will be dispatched to come to you. But it's easier to avoid the emergency in the first place with preparation. The park saw 3.8 million visitors in 2023 and 4 million visitors in 2021 during the pandemic. And that's today's Maine news. For more stories, visit mainepublic.org. And coming up on Maine Calling at 11 o'clock on Thursday morning, it's a rebroadcast of our program on Charles Norman Shea, the Penobscot Nation member and Army hero. I'm Robbie Feinberg. Thank you for listening.